from the heart of Texas,
where he met his one and only true love. Proving that this guy really does know how to love well.
Because there's no way he won her over with his looks.
Therefore, he must be the relationship genius of our generation. Get ready for the best advice you'll ever hear on how to keep your relationships thriving.
Welcome
to the Smalley Podcast with your host, Michael Smalley.
I am so excited about this episode because you have no idea how much it's going to help you, because today you are going to learn and have a better understanding of what Jesus taught on compassion and what that actually matters to your relationship. That's number one. Number two, hopefully you're going to finally understand why Jesus didn't really care so much about slapping in Matthew 5, 38 through 42, why he didn't probably care about slapping so much as he does about your attitude toward the people who irritate you the most. And then number three, I'm going to give you, and pay attention to this, I'm going to give you the absolute 100% easiest way to win an argument. Because let's face it, folks, that's what it's really about. When we get into an argument with our spouse, when we get into an argument with our kid, when we get into an argument with our friend, with that significant other, it really does boil down many times into I want to win. And so if you really want to win and win right, I'm going to give you a 100% foolproof way to win every single argument that you get into today on the Smalley Podcast. But before I get there, I want to make sure that you all know this show is brought to you by the Smalley Center. And do you know that of the couples that come to our 1, 2, or 3 day Smalley intensives, 96% of them, when we ask them, hey, just curiously, you've just finished this intensive program, would you recommend this to a family member, a friend, or another couple in need who's hurting, their relationship is in trouble? 96% of them say absolutely yes. So if you're one of those couples that needs help, trust other couples who've actually gone through the Smalley Intensive Program, and check out our Smalley Intensive Program at SmalleyCenter.com. A pastor by the name of Mark Opperman once said, we must be more concerned with showing the generous love of God than with receiving proper treatment from others. And what Mark is referring to is what Jesus talks about in Matthew 5, 38 through 42. And that's going to be sort of the passage. This is what is covering what we're talking about today in the Smalley Podcast, Matthew 5, 38 through 42, where Jesus says, you've heard the law that says punishment must match the injury. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer the other cheek also. If you're sued in court and your shirt is taken from you, just go ahead, give your coat too. If a soldier demands that you carry his gear for a mile, take and just give it and go ahead and carry it for 2 miles. Give to those who ask and don't turn away from those who want to borrow. I often feel like Matthew 5, 38 through 42 and this whole section that Jesus just goes off on is totally misunderstood. Because what Jesus is getting into here, and it's even labeled here in the New Living Translation as Jesus teaches about revenge, I honestly think this is really about compassion. Because Jesus is, I'm telling you, Jesus is so sarcastic. And when he's getting into here, people get stuck on the words like slap, soldier, carrying, walking a mile. obviously Jesus isn't really talking about getting slapped and here, now here's my other cheek. Because really, people, when is the last time one of you got slapped? Honestly, I can't think of the last time that someone slapped me. I really can't. Where someone just came up to me and went, whack! And then I was able to think back on, well, what did Jesus say in Matthew 5:40? Or actually Matthew 5:39. Oh, wait a minute. I just got slapped. I got to give him my left cheek. Jesus isn't talking about literally being slapped, obviously. What is Jesus talking about here? And what does it mean for your relationship? Jesus is talking about compassion. Jesus is giving you an obnoxious situation. Jesus is trying to get our attention here. Jesus, especially in verse 41, I'm telling you, could you imagine being a Jew, being an enslaved culture, and he brings up the idea of a soldier? I mean, that stuff's actually happening. Soldiers are being jerks. They are treating them unfairly. Jesus is getting their attention because he is addressing a very big problem in relationships. Because what is the thing that you want to do when someone mistreats you and they hurt your feelings, and not an enemy, not a terrorist, your wife, your husband, your child, your parent? What do you want to do when they've humiliated you, they've embarrassed you, they haven't met an expectation that you had with them? What is it? What is your first reaction? It's the same stinking first reaction that I have. You want to hurt them back. That's what you want to do. That's what our sinful nature tells us to do. And Jesus is trying to get our attention. He's using obnoxious word pictures here because he's going, Michael, pay attention. Are you listening? Do I have your ears now? Because that natural reaction of yours, when your wife is being obnoxious, you're going to want to be obnoxious back. But Michael, that doesn't work. That's only going to keep the cycle of hate, the cycle of rudeness, the cycle of unmet expectations. That's going to keep that going round and round and round and round and round. It doesn't get better. Things don't get resolved. When we stay with that old philosophy of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, conflict doesn't get resolved. It only keeps the cycle going. It keeps the dysfunction going. And so when we respond with compassion, we give an opportunity for conflict to get resolved. And so in relationships, the most important thing for satisfaction is for your arguments to end with resolution. And if you want resolution, then you got to drop this idea of revenge. You have to drop this idea of an eye for an eye. Well, if you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back. If you're rude to me, I'm going to be rude back. That doesn't work. So the question is, what does work? Well, what Jesus is saying, and here's my first big point of the show, be who you want others to be. Show it. Stop expecting them to do the right thing, and you take the initiative and do the right thing. Be it. Don't demand it. Be it. Show it. Do it. If this is what I want from you, I'm going to stop talking about it, and I'm going to go ahead and do it. And so point number one, if we're going to start doing better in our relationship, then the things that I'm thinking in my head that I wish you were doing for me, I'm going to start doing it for you. That's where I'm going to start. Okay, that's point number one, is I'm going to be it. I'm going to show it. And I'm going to stop expecting it. Like that pastor, Mark Oberman. We must be more concerned with showing the generous love of God than receiving proper treatment from others. That is the point of Matthew 5:38 through 42. That's what Jesus is trying to tell us. Okay, so point number one is be it and show it. Point number two, if they don't respond, okay, this is going to happen. And here's the big deal that I see in a lot of relationships. Y'all, I've been doing this a long time. I've been helping people. Going nearly 17 years now. The Apostle Paul addresses this in Romans a lot. Always be careful about how you self-evaluate yourself. I know that's worded awkwardly. Be very careful because we tend to evaluate ourselves very kindly. And I assume or I think or I look back on my behavior or how much quote-unquote time I've allowed my spouse to respond to my incredibly healthy behavior, I tend to look back on that and I give myself so much grace, but generally, I probably haven't done it as good as I think I've done it, and I probably haven't waited or been as patient as I think I've been. And so point number two is if they don't respond, get over it. Keep waiting. Because the reality is, if you're doing the right thing, they're going to respond. And quite frankly, if they're not responding, you may need to check yourself. Because maybe you're not doing as good of a job as you think you are. So maybe you think you've had this great revelation and you've made all these fantastic changes. But the reality is, if you haven't had a conversation with your spouse or this significant other or this really special loved one, if you haven't heard it from them that they've said, wow, you've made some really powerful changes in your life, if they haven't told you, then you don't really know. And so you're making some pretty profound assumptions on whether or not you've made these fantastic changes. And so you don't know. You think you have. You read that book. You went to that class. You saw the counselor. And you're trying. So don't hear me as mocking you. Because I know that you're probably trying. But just be careful. Because many times we think we're doing things really well. But maybe we're missing the boat. Maybe we're trying something, but we've assumed and we're making an error and we're doing something that's not even meaningful. And so even though our heart is in the right place, our actions are totally missing the boat. And because I didn't ask, hey, what is it that you need? How can I show you love? I'm doing something that's completely irrelevant. And so even though my heart is in the right place, my actions are totally wrong. Well, then guess what? It doesn't count unless it's meaningful to the person that I'm trying to love well. And so point two again is if they don't respond, get over it. Because they eventually will, unless somehow you manage to marry someone who is pure evil. I mean, seriously, because that's really honestly, I don't say that lightly, but really just think about that for a second. I mean, when people tell me this, Michael, I've tried so hard. I've given this 3 months and they just won't change. They're never going to change. Well, now hold on. Really? Really? You're telling me that if you love someone unconditionally and do the right thing and hang in there, they're seriously never, ever going to change? I mean, that's a major indictment on someone's soul. Okay? People respond. Unless there is something significantly broken in their psyche. And that is a very tiny, tiny percentage of our population. And so unless you are a very, very unlucky person, you are with someone that is going to respond. I don't know the timeline. I'm sorry, I don't. I don't know if it's 6 months. I don't know if it's a year. I don't know if it's 2 years. But at the end of the day, what does it matter? The Bible tells us that if we put our happiness and joy on things of this earth or on our circumstances, we're going to be pretty miserable. But if I put my happiness and joy in Jesus Christ, I'll make it. I'll be okay. The reality is I don't need my wife, Amy, to behave in a certain way in order for me to be okay. If I need my wife to be perfect or to be healthy or to behave in a certain way so that I can be okay, I'm in big trouble. That's just not the truth. I don't need that. Is it nice? Yeah, of course it's nice when she's doing it right and being healthy and loving. Of course, it makes my job easier. The key is I don't have to have her. And the same is true for her. If she's looking for me to be perfect so that she can be happy, she is going to be pretty miserable because I'm not. People, places, and things are imperfect because we are covered in sin. And so we're only going to bring misery. We need to find our joy and happiness and satisfaction in life in Christ because only He can fulfill that. And so point number two is if they don't respond, just be patient because eventually they will. But hey, if you're a part of the very tiny, tiny part of our population that may have stumbled upon someone who legitimately is incapable, then you're going to need a powerful group of people around you to be praying over you to give you wisdom on how to protect yourself because, I mean, safety at that point becomes a very serious concern and issue. And you'll need those people around you. Point number three, and this is the crux. The easiest way to win an argument then is think about what you're wanting and then give that to whoever it is you're arguing with. The quickest way to end an argument is to become a servant. That's what Jesus says over and over and over again. Think about, it's the golden rule. Think about what you want from others, then grab the initiative and do that for them. We want to, when you get caught up in the mess, when you choose to repay evil for evil, when you choose to repay insult for insult, rudeness for rudeness, anger for anger, well, good luck with that. Your life is going to be pretty miserable. If you really want to win and have a relationship worth being in, then you do. You take the initiative and go, man, oh, this is what I wish she would do, or this is what I wish he was doing for me. And you go, wait a second. What did that idiot guy say on that podcast? What was that he said? And I'm going to take a drink of water here. He takes drinks of water in the middle of it. Oh, yeah. He said, take the initiative and do it for him or do it for her. That's how you win. We win when we act like Christ. We win when we grab the initiative and do it for them. And I know this isn't the popular advice, but you know the reality is, it's the advice that works. Man, that's what you're going to get here on the Smalley Podcast, because I'm not really interested in making you in saying things because they're popular. I'm actually trying to share things that have been proven to work through our intensive programs. And the things that are proven to work are things like this, things like personal responsibility. Other people aren't in charge of my happiness. I am. And I have watched this over and over and over again, and I have experienced it in my own life. when I have grabbed the initiative and said, you know, I really, really wish that my wife would do this for me right now. And I've just dropped that and let it go. And I've gone ahead and done it for her. Things always work out in our favor. That is the attitude. Drop the me, drop the I, and adopt the we, adopt the R. Then you'll find a win every time. Well, we have reached that part of the show where honestly, there's only about one thing left to say.
And now, it is time to say goodbye.
And I have chosen 1440's song, Crazy, which seems a little bit appropriate for today's theme. I hope you've enjoyed it. Until next time.
Don't box me in, don't hold me down. Freedom's a place we believe. We're going out and taking hold of things that they said we would not. Well, I'm breaking out, I've lost the key to the places where prison is wrong. Not losing out on